The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you and the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you, handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you.
Good morning, Piscopo on the radio.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you and the pure of you, the eyes, arms,
the mouth,
and the mouth.
Man, he's swinging this morning.
The east, west, north, and that south.
Can I play this whole thing?
I'd love to gain.
Can we do this?
Complete control of you, and handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you.
Hold that note. Hold that note, yo man. Banana. Frank Sinatra with Joe Piscopo. Good morning, good morning. See, it's a short song we like to play. That's 2 minutes, all of 2 minutes. We think we could do that. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's so nice to have you, and I appreciate it on AM 970, The Answer. I know Frankie and Al and Debbie appreciate it as well. Tuesday, November 14th, we're here. We're streaming. We're living. We're YouTubing. We're doing all these things the young kids do today. So if you're carrying around a smartphone, you could see the mugs, the tree mugs. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate water coming in. And we got the guys, and Owen is here, and George is here, and Matt is here. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it very much. This is what I like. Does this bother you? Does this look great? Hi. I just don't. I know. It's got to be boom. There. Logo, product placement. Okay, there we go. I have to move the mic out of the way of the camera so they can see this big old ugly face of mine. Hey, how are you? 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. There's a lot going on. We're going to break it all down for you. Had a great night last night. A lot to tell you about. The days, like, never end for me. It just goes from one thing to the next. But I like it. I like it. I'm alive. I'm positive. You're doing good. We appreciate it. I'm going to turn it this way, guys, if we can, because I want to look at my computer. And is there a camera here that you could grab, too? Is there a camera in front of us? It's got to be here. We'll fix it. I swear to God, we'll fix it. And I think we'll fix it by going to a new studio where everybody else has the – all the – I have to tell you this, too. Listen to old Joe. Every studio in AM 970 – everybody but our studio is a user-friendly studio. We have the single most difficult studio to be in. It's configured all wrong. It's backwards. But, you know, they know Joey's not going to complain. I'm going to complain to you because you're my family, and I complain to you. What am I going to do if I don't complain and whine and moan? These are small problems to have. But one of these days, I really will, when we have the time, we'll move to a studio where we can fit a camera in it. Hey, so Donald Trump returns from his 12-day Asian trip today, which I think was very successful. They're never going to give President Trump credit for absolutely anything. And I love here. I see the governor, the new governor to be in New Jersey, is complaining about the GOP tax plan. Hey, I'm complaining about the GOP tax plan. You know, I mean, it's because it's very, very hard. we don't get home property tax breaks. I understand it. But excuse me, Governor-elect, please, property tax. How about lowering our property tax in New Jersey so we can afford the federal tax plan? How about lowering our property tax in the state of New Jersey? Just a really, really wild, wild concept. So the president returns and he, you know what? It was a good trade mission. He saw the U.S. and Chinese companies sign over a dozen deals with $9 billion on the day he arrived in China. It also included another round of insults in Trump's ongoing war of words with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. What will happen there? And Donald Trump says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in last year's election. He believes that, I think. Putin believes that he is what he's saying, but we all know that. I guess the Russians kind of wanted to get involved, but for goodness sake, the real story is this. This whole Uranium One situation with Hillary. That's the real story. And now Jeff Sessions is finally looking into it. He's going to finally look into it and ask that he can do that. Look, Attorney General, this is the huge story of the day, by the way. This is the huge story. Attorney General Jeff Sessions looking into whether a special counsel should investigate the Clinton Foundation and the sale of uranium company. Yes, it's about time. That's exactly what we're talking about, because I don't know. Look, this is what it was. It was a pay to play with the Russians, with the Clintons. You know it. I know it. Sessions now has asked federal prosecutors to determine whether those issues require investigations and if a special counsel should be appointed to lead possible probes. The revelation came in a Justice Department response to letters from the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. About time they stepped in. If you're going to talk Russian collusion with Donald Trump, then you got to talk Russian collusion with the Clintons. And, you know, you and I are just citizens trying to pay our taxes, working and getting nothing back. You know what I'm saying? We're just moving on, and we're actually doing what every American's trying to do is become as, you know, good a citizen as we can be. But the people in power, do they abuse the power? Do they not abuse the power? If you're going to go after the Trump administration with Russian collusion, and they won't stop with that, you might want to look at Hillary with Uranium One. Is that pragmatic enough for you? I mean, really? They could do that. So that's there. Now, this Roy Moore thing, you know, I'm tired of hearing about the when they describe these allegations, because I don't want to wake up every morning and have to come before this microphone and just go, oh, sexual allegations. And then they say, you know, somebody like Gloria Allred or something takes these gals, and then they, in graphic detail, they tell what these. I don't want my children to hear this. Remember Bill Clinton? When Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, remember that? That the toughest part of that was my children having to hear it, and then you got to dance around it as a parent. Can we just not put that out there? If Roy Moore did something bad, could you just slam him? Does the news media? I'm not going to describe to you what he said. I don't want to put it on this radio show, because sometimes I know the grandparents listen with their kids on the way to school. I don't want to put that on the airwaves. And I remember Bill Clinton with Monica. Oh, my gosh. And Joey was a little kid. What am I going to say? What do you say to your kid? There's no explanation. And they like it's salacious. It means ratings. And they put it out there. Now, I don't know what Roy Moore did and didn't do. But do we have to be that graphic about it? Meantime, if he did do it, then step aside. But he's denying everything. So it's going to be interesting to see how he deals with that. See, just breaking down the news for you. The jury in the corruption trial of United States Senator Bob Menendez continues its deliberations today. The panel announced yesterday that it's deadlocked. Excuse me. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Who was saying that? Did we or did we not say that? 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know, I mean, I'm telling you. This guy's walking. Bob Menendez is walking. And can you beat him? Because people say, Joe, you should run for the Senate, man. You should go in there and take that seat, that Menendez seat, because it's corrupt. If he beats this guy might be impossible to beat. I got to tell you, because it's Jersey and Bob Menendez's constituents will look at him as a folk hero if he beats the government. And it looks like he's going to beat the government. And we knew that. Once you put it to a grand jury and they say, what did he do? They're not going to understand what it was. Did the prosecutor, listen, I don't want to say anything, but guilty until proven innocent. But now it looks like Bob Menendez, I don't know, may walk. If there's a deadlock trial, I'll go over it with Frankie and legally we'll talk about all that. Hey, so this gets me a little crazy, and I try not to get crazy this early in the morning. Colin Kaepernick is GQ, Gentleman Quarterly, the fancy schmancy magazine, Citizen of the Year. Colin Kaepernick, the guy that kneels down for the national anthem, the guy that started this whole fiasco, this anti-American anarchist movement that we kneel down for the national anthem. I still can't tell you why he does it, because he's not helping. He's not. And like Bernie Kerik, my friend, former commissioner of the NYPD, said, there was a kid that helped so many people during the Las Vegas shooting. Why don't you put that kid on the cover of GQ? And then who's been on the past covers of GQ? Louis C.K., Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein. I'm just saying. So this is an insult. And I think they do it to sell magazines. I don't understand. If Kaepernick's in the streets of Chicago at 6:15, if Kaepernick goes and he walks the streets of Chicago and he takes some NFL players and he helps the kids in Chicago who are being shot at with all this crime, then you make him Citizen of the Year. But the guy, he kneels down for the national anthem and listen to me. He wears socks depicting police officers as pigs. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is who GQ puts on the cover. A guy wears socks. Meantime, when there's and I'm going to say this 1,000 times, when there's a domestic violence call in the inner cities of the United States of America, and trust me, there are a lot of domestic violence calls, who shows up? Do the cops run away? No. They go in with bulletproof vests. They have to go into the most dangerous high crime areas because these Democratic mayors don't want to, for some reason, they don't seem to want to address the problem. I put that out pragmatically. I don't know why these Democratic mayors in these inner cities do not address the problems. It's the cops that help out the most stressed areas and the most stressed communities. It's the cops that show up, the men and women of law enforcement, and this guy wears socks depicting the people who are our first line of defense. Not only in domestic violence like that, helping out the most less fortunate in our society, but they're our first line of defense in terrorism. When these creepy jihadists come in, that's the local police that step up. And you're going to wear socks depicting these law enforcement officers, these men and women, as pigs, and then you're going to be named GQ Citizen of the Year? Get out of here. And I'm watching myself this morning. I got to watch my language. That is so. I sometimes think they do it so it just kind of upsets us, you know? That's what I really do. Hey, on a much lighter note, and we'll break down all the news, 877-970-2999. We had a great, great time yesterday with Mitchell Modell. He has the Crohn's and Colitis, the Modell Foundation, helping out so many people with Crohn's and colitis. It was one of the glorious nights. I have to tell you, you know me, I'm so appreciative and grateful for my mom. You know, as Greatest Generation, and she is such a shining star, and such a wonderful example of everything, of Italian American women and women everywhere. Just a strong role model, my mom, and you know how I feel about that. Not to mention the great broccoli Rob and the great lasagna. That aside, okay. So who's there? That Mitchell Modell's mom, Shelby, is there. She was honored. Mitchell Modell honored his mother, Shelby. It was one of the greatest moving moments that you've ever seen at one of these nonprofit affairs. It was so beautiful. She got up. She spoke. Who was she hanging with? Matilda Cuomo. This is like, and Matilda comes over. She gave me the nicest welcome. When I tell you, they look like they're 40 years old, these women. They're energetic. They're signing autographs. And you know, they're in their 90s. And I think, and I don't think Mitchell's mom will mind me telling you that, is she's 93 years old. And you got to just love that. So it was just a great night last night for Crohn's and Colitis. I stayed late. Look at Joey stayed late. Yes, I stayed out for Mitchell. Got in. It's been one of those weeks that, oh, I did this. I got to go to the guys. But it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Listen to this. I get the call. Usually get the call from my daughter in college, right, in Manhattan. So she goes, what do you think? You know, they call. Dad, yes. And I text her, how are you? She goes, broke. And then, of course, you got to dig into the pocket and get some money. Well, that was broke. She busted up her ankle on Halloween. She was wearing these high heels, my daughter Allie, right? She falls while she's walking. She says she was thinking, hey, I'm walking around, I'm doing good. And she falls, you know, so her ankle blows up. Who do we call? you call Dr. Rock Positano. You got to call Dr. Rock. So I said, Allie, come to me, and then we're going to go to see Dr. Rock. We went to see Dr. Rock. She broke a bone in her ankle and pulled the ligament. And Dr. Rock is so good, he feels it. He doesn't even have the x-ray. Feels it? Nope. The diagnosis was exact, but we went and had an ultrasound. So now she's got to wear some kind of a little bit of a brace on it. But thank God, if that's the worst of it, that's good. But thanks to Dr. Rock Positano for taking care of my beautiful, beautiful girl. So Daddy was on the job and sitting there. And once you go into, we went to the doctor and then we had to wait. And then we went into the ultrasound. And any time with my children is a good time. Hey, it's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Frankie Five Boroughs live right here, streaming live right here. Look at that. Look at that. Look how handsome that boy is. He actually dressed up, looking good. Very hip beard you got going there, Frankie.
Thank you very much.
Al Gattulo. Al doesn't dress, but that's okay. Al never
dressed. What do you mean? I'm
dressed. Tommy Bahama.
Yes, Tommy Bahama.
Do I know?
He's not
do
naked,
I know?
That's for sure. No, I'm not naked. Hi, everybody.
I think you should wear one of those Italian the tank top shirts. You should do one of those.
Oh, really? And then have a horn? Have the chain? Actually, my wife said that last night. I was walking around in a sweatshirt, but I had the zipper. Zip that, so I was a little warm. And she said, all you need is a chain, and it's complete. I have it. I have the St. Christopher's medal at home, but I don't wear it.
Do you have I need a medal.
It was my father's, and apparently my mother and father got divorced, my mom hoarded all of his jewelry, and then she kept it in the safe deposit box, and then finally, gave me this one chain. There's, thousands of dollars in gold in the bank, and she gave me the one chain. She said, here, you can have this, as if I'm going to sell it or something.
You keep it? You keep it close to
you? Yeah, I have it, but I don't wear it because I'm afraid I'm going to break it. It's old school. She got it from Italy when she went to Italy. So
no, you got to hold on to that one. Big Al Gattulo, 621.
And I'm not particularly religious. So,
Frankie, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus, Al Gattulo.
Praise Jesus.
Welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show with Frankie Marana and Al
Don't
Gattulo.
Do that. See, when you squint like that, it's Joel Osteen all over again. It is. It's creepy. You did. Look, you see, you're trying to roll your eye. Right.
He praise his, Jesus.
He rolls
believe
his eyes in the back
in
of
Lord.
His head.
Believe in the Lord. He does. And it's kind of interesting.
How can you believe that? That's like the devil.
Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Frankie Five Bros standing by. Frankie, Sessions going after the Clintons.
A lot going on, Joe. Come on. No shortage of news today. That's
for
sure.
We're going to come to you, my man, and we're going to appreciate everybody being here. Debbie, how are you this morning?
Good. I love checking you guys out on Facebook Live.
Checking
looking
you guys
good,
out.
Guys. Hey, well, looking good, guys.
Facebook Live. Are we on YouTube, too? Is that what we're doing? I actually have my, my tie. You like this tie? I got this orange thing. And you
very
know,
nice tie.
You know orange was whose favorite color? You know that, right? Francis Albert Sinatra.
Oh, really?
Orange was it. It was
really?
The orange pot. Yep, he would wear full tux with orange, huh?
Well, in The Godfather, when there's something orange, something bad's about to happen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, was that
it?
How did I miss that?
Yeah, well, remember when Vito Corleone gets a shot, what's he holding?
Yeah.
Oranges.
Yeah, yeah.
When he dies, what does he have in his mouth? An orange.
Oh, good, good.
Whenever something bad happens, there's orange.
Lee Morano. Now you can tell us about Millard Fillmore coming up next.
Great restaurant on Staten Island back
Say what
in the
you
day.
Want about Millard Fillmore. That was a great restaurant. The man, as weird as he was, he lowered the price of the postage stamp. How many other presidents can say that?
See what I'm saying, Deb?
He knows everything.
Any information.
Hey, he's unbelievable.
Biscopo the morning, and Debbie's on the roads for you, 622 right now on AM 970. How we doing, Deb?
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. We're going to take it over to the westbound BQE. Slowing down, getting down toward Atlantic Avenue, but that accident was cleared out of the way. Traffic slowing down on the westbound belt. That's going to be stopping going to Lefferts Boulevard. Watch for a collision there. Starting to build on the LIE westbound, getting right out toward the Cross Island. More volume into Woodhaven Boulevard. The Grand Central Parkway westbound slowing down, heading out toward 168th Street. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to the Hudson River crossings, heading inbound over at the GWB. Just starting to build here across that upper level of the GWB. 15 minutes in at the tolls. Lincoln 20, Holland still waiting 20 as well. Brought to you by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 49 tomorrow, sunshine with a high going up to 50 degrees. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 6:23. Great to have you with us this morning. Okay, here we go. Let me just touch on your heartstrings as we gather around our virtual kitchen table here this morning, as I know I could speak to you in a more intimate way in the early hours, even though they stream this later, and everybody's, thank you, Frankie, everybody seems to, you know, reach out and go to am970answer.com, and you can listen later in the day, but you and I here, we want to help Puerto Rico, and it's been a month now, and Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico. You know that, right? The devastation's has been incredible. So today, more than 3 million Americans, yes, Americans, there, they have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Are you aware of that? Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. So Food for the Poor is stepping up. And WNYM, that would be the official call letters of AM 970 The Answer. We're shipping food, water, medicines, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Here's the number, and believe me, I know you and I are stressed financially. I mean, no matter how much money you make, it's the government comes in, you got somebody coming at you every which way. If you got anything in your heart, that anything in your wallet that you could spare, here's the number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. Your generous gift will let them know they are not forgotten in Puerto Rico and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs, okay? You could also visit am970theanswer.com to make a donation. Or call 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. Call now to make a life-saving difference for the millions in need in Puerto Rico.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hi, sweetheart. How was your day?
Well, everything was fine until I got the job of finding a place for our holiday party.
Don't sweat it. Book the Atlantis.
That's right. Your office party was there last year. The Atlantis was perfect. The food, two bars, service, it was all great. Everything was so clean and beautiful, and those views of the city.
And they got three decks, a dance floor, LED lighting, and a state-of-the-art sound system. Seems like a no-brainer to me.
You're right. This is going to be the best holiday party ever. The Atlantis it is.
Have an event coming up? Call Francesca to charter the Atlantis. She does more than just holiday parties. Think weddings, sweet 16 parties, sunset cocktail parties, bar, bat mitzvahs, luncheons, you name it. Guests can board from several locations, and Francesca makes it incredibly easy. Call her at 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Need a full-service caterer this holiday season? For any occasion, big or small, let Dominic of DR Catering plan your next affair with custom menus and decor design. Visit drcatering.com or call 201-673-7380. 201-673-7380. Tonight, the St. John's Red Storm look to continue their strong start against the Central Connecticut Blue Devils. Coverage gets underway with the pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30, with John Minko calling the exciting play-by-play here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Piscopo in the morning, 6:27. How are you this morning? Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. We're streaming, we're YouTubing, and we're doing everything. And we have some great guests today. Dr. Elena Frid, backed by popular demand. Everybody loves Dr. Elena. She's going to come up. She's going to talk headaches. We're going to talk Lyme disease and the overall wellness from this incredibly smart doctor, this immunologist, right? Rachel Brown. You got to meet Rachel. She's in the 9 o'clock hour. She's great. She's a buddy, and she makes this spectacular jewelry. And I love when women, being the father of three daughters, they get into their own, and they create their own business like that. And then Arthur Idala's here, and then Dave Damiani's here. Dave Damiani, who is, I want to talk to him about Mayor Guardian, Frankie Five Boroughs, and what happened in Atlantic City, Mayor Guardian lost that election. And Dave's also a great singer in his own right. So we're going to have a nice, fun show today, trying to brighten up your Tuesday on AM 970, The Answer, 6:28 right now. By the way, lately, more and more, the ringing in my ears, you see, this ain't no old person's thing. Oh, of course, I guess I have it, so it is. But you got ringing in your ears, and I could hear it when I take the headphones off, if I'm blaring Bob Seger, you know, with my new AirBuds from my new iPhone. I take the earbuds off. I can hear the ringing. That is called tinnitus. And if you got it, I have another fine woman who could help you, Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld at Associates on Long Island. If you can't take it anymore, if it's not just the ringing, but it keeps you up at night and it's just really bothering your life, Dr. Hirschfeld and her team specialize in solving tinnitus problems. In fact, they're so well respected, you hear me tell you this, that other hearing professionals refer their patients to Dr. Hirschfeld's office. So if the ringing in your ears is finally getting the best of you, why not make the call to Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates? You'll be glad you did. 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This is a tune that I think you know very well. It's been very good to me. Are you ready, Mr. Basie? You make me feel so young.
Ah, yeah.
You make me feel like spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
Where'd you find this one, Al? This is great. Let it rip. Yeah.
You and I.
It's that sand sound.
Just like a cop.
So, I love this tune, man. With Basie playing 6:30 with Piscopo in the morning. Dave Damiani's going to come on. He's a kid that comes on and the radio occasionally with us. He wrote that Atlantic City song. So he and I are playing in Los Angeles, actually. We'll tell you all about it. But this kid's a real Sinatra aficionado. And we're working the Sinatra. We'll be working with the Sinatra family. They're doing something at the Grove in Los Angeles. So we'll explain all that to you. Very, very excited about it. Trying to keep the legacy alive. That is great. Did you pick that yourself?
Yeah. I have the whole four-disc set.
So. I love hearing the old man talk into the songs, you know.
There's some stuff that's a little racy, you know, during the show, whatever. But
he would do it.
Listen, that was Vegas. It's still like that today. I mean, for the most part, when you're in these clubs and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. But 200 in the Copa room, if there were 200 people in that room, it was a small room.
Right.
Remember? Oh, and I still, you think
so
I
you
say,
had to be somebody.
I know, but what am I, in sixth grade? I'm worrying about going to Brookdale Park and playing baseball. I should have said to my pop, hey, Dad, can we go to Vegas? But then we didn't take planes like they take planes now.
Right.
You didn't.
Right.
You just didn't. So Pop would have. Can we go to Vegas and see the
Rat
Pack?
Room on the plane, too.
Huh? Would I be in Laugh Frankie in Vegas? I wonder if I would have been loud in the showroom.
No,
when I was
not.
12 years old.
No, I think it would have been.
One of my regrets. I didn't say to my parents, Dad, what would you like for Christmas? I want to go to Vegas to see the Rat Pack. I mean, that would have been it, right? Mm-hmm. The minute I wanted a Rawlings glove, you know? I wanted a Rawlings baseball glove. And Bluefield, New Jersey, kid. Hey, 6:32 with Piscopo in the morning. And Frankie Five Boroughs, this Jeff Sessions situation is huge, and somebody's listening because we've been talking about that. If they're going to talk Russian collusion, and that's all they do now is talk Russian collusion, and it is so biased, the news is so biased, if you're going to talk about it with Donald J. Trump, you got to talk about it with Hillary Clinton and Uranium One.
Well, that's exactly right. So now a lot of folks have been clamoring, especially congressional Republicans, for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate this whole Uranium One deal. And evidently, the Justice Department said yesterday they're looking into that, whether they should appoint a special counsel. But apparently both Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are strongly considering it. So we'll see where it goes. But certainly the appearance of impropriety, for all the reasons that you've pointed out, doesn't look good. So if there's enough evidence to appoint a special counsel to investigate Russian collusion, then just maybe there's enough evidence for a special counsel here as well.
Yeah, and now Roy Moore. I mean, do they have to be that graphic? Do you really? You're in the car. You're with your kids. And even to all the mainstream media, they play the most graphic details. I remember Bill Clinton, and again, what he did was wrong, was horrible and reprehensible in the Oval Office. Did I need to hear all that? I mean, you know, and I guess, can they somehow do this under the radar? I don't know the answer to that question, Frank.
You know,
that's a rhetorical question.
You know why you have to be graphic about
Frank,
this?
Frank, do you mind if Al answers your question?
No, go ahead. Please. I'll defer to Al. Happily.
No, go ahead.
You know why you have to be graphic about this?
Why, yeah.
Because it's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. It's supposed to make you think, hey, this is something that isn't right.
Yeah.
It's not just one person now. We're talking, what is it, five people now?
Five so far.
Five so far who are alleged to have been assaulted by this. Again,
only
alleged.
One under the age of consent, though.
Correct.
The others were over the age of consent.
Correct.
What's but the age of... Whoa.
The age of consent is 16 in Alabama.
Oh.
So, but here's the thing. This is a guy that needs to step aside. He needs to step aside, not only for himself, but for the party as
but
well.
Answer me this. I hear what you're saying now, and Frankie, help me out here. Anybody can say anything about anybody.
Yes.
So you don't. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Right. Neither
I
do
really
I.
don't know. They're throwing things at you, and to the point where Gloria Allred shows up one more time. What's real? What's not real? Because it's like the person that cry the boy that cries wolf.
But Joe, if one person says something, it's one thing. You can make
Frank
your assessment.
Al's got
it's
it.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah, we've got 4 hours.
Al, come on.
One person says something, it's one thing. When five people are accusing this man of something similar or the same thing, then you have to...
To your point, Al Gattullo, is that this the guy, and I don't mean the judge, a little creepy. It's just
absolutely.
When you're talking about the gays and you're talking about all the other things he's talking about, I feel very uncomfortable with this guy.
Even before the sexual misconduct allegations, Moore was taking a safe Republican seat and making it competitive for the Democrats because Moore is a little out there, you know, waving the gun at the campaign rally, refusing to take down the Ten Commandments, refusing to follow the Supreme Court's dictum on gay marriage. You know, saying that there's areas of the United States that are under Sharia law, but not being able to say where they are.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's a little peculiar. You know, he seems almost to have a fetish for the Ten Commandments. But that being said, you know what? The timing of the allegations is suspect. We're a few weeks away from an election that is going to not only decide the fate of the U.S. Senate, but a lot of initiatives like tax reform, health care reform, everything else. And it is the guy ran for chief judge and was elected chief judge twice. So we didn't hear about any of these allegations at the time. That being said, what you're hearing from Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Mitt Romney, John Kasich, a number of others, is that they see, John Cornyn, who took his endorsement back yesterday, is that these allegations appear to be credible. So then what are the options here? Let's say Moore refuses to go. And unless Steve Bannon and that whole crowd drops Moore, I don't see him dropping out of this race at this point. And even if he decided to drop out of this race, his name's still on the ballot right now. And there's nothing they could do to get his name off the ballot. Yeah. So what are the options? If he could say to the voters, oh, if I'm elected, I'm going to resign. And in which case, the governor of Alabama would get to appoint yet another replacement for this. Or the Republicans, as John Kasich has urged, could embark on a write-in campaign for someone else other than Roy Moore. Could be Luther Strange and could be Jeff Sessions. That was one of the more interesting ideas I heard yesterday, figuring Sessions has the kind of name ID necessary
his
to win a race.
Yep.
He's a rock star in Alabama, and it's clear that the president is not exactly thrilled with this guy as attorney general. Maybe that's a best of all case scenarios. Jeff Sessions gets to return to the Senate as a hero, keeps the seat in Republican hands. Trump gets rid of a guy that he no longer has confidence in as attorney general, and Sessions gets to save some face without being fired by the president. So we'll see where it goes. Now, if neither of those things happen, and the polls, by the way, are tightening, this is one of the safest Republican seats in the whole country, and now Moore is in a statistical dead heat with Mr. Jones, who is the Democratic nominee for the seat.
Yeah.
If Moore gets elected, what more and more members of the Republican leadership are talking about is something we haven't seen in over 100 years, and that's expulsion. There is serious discussion of actually expelling him
from
the U.S. Senate as soon as he's elected.
Well, he'd have to be sworn in first.
Swear him in and expel him, and that is going to provide so much grist to the mill of the folks that say Washington is an insider's game. Look, we can't even have the guy we elected. They're throwing, honoring the voters' wishes. We'll see where it goes.
All right, Frankie Five Barrows, brilliantly breaking it down. You know what I love? Look at that. You got a little, thank you, Matt Cimbalin. They put an AM 970 and a sticker right behind Frankie, so I just didn't look at
so
at
it's
the
not
hand.
As distracted
thank
as
you,
the door
Matt.
Handle. Can I make one point before we go to the news? I think the reason why we're seeing all of these allegations coming out about all of these people now is because I think people, whether it be male or female, feel empowered now to come out because of the Harvey Weinsteins, because of the Kevin Spaceys, because of all of these things. They feel like they have the confidence now to speak out and not be ridiculed. Now, look, Do I think that some of these people are just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame? Absolutely. I think that's a part of it. I think you have to examine each of these things, you know, individually.
Go ahead, I'm listening now.
Part of the problem, you're very distracted by all of the microphone handles and all this other stuff. It's how broadcasting works.
But we're going in
see, now you got me distracted.
I'm looking.
My point is
that your who's is that your oh that's your microphone yeah
this.
No I'm just we're yeah. now doing
we
video.
Have the solution for your microphone. We'll take care of it in the next hour.
Okay,
I'm not going to
okay,
do it
great.
Now.
Not so, the solution to micro or the camera should
no
be
no
over
we're
going to
take
shoulder.
Care of the microphone. Don't worry.
Okay,
I got the
camera. I think the camera should be there, guys. Is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't
there,
even worry about it.
If it's there, but I look, there's something right in my face, and it's right there, and that would be your microphone. We're trying to figure it out. It's so funny.
The problem that we're having is that social media has become so relevant.
How dare you talk about something?
Yeah, really. I mean, that's substance. Something of substance. Why on this show? I mean, really? Come on. So the social media now. I mean, when you accused somebody 20 years ago, you know, whispered in the newspapers, newspaper decide whether or not to run it or not. They didn't want to be sued. You know, now Facebook, Twitter, all these other places, you can throw anything you want up there and really not have to issue a retraction.
Yep.
And then you have to defend yourself. So do I think some of the stories are not true? Yes. But I think when somebody has been accused not once but five times of some similar action, all five times, you have to look at that with a fine-tooth comb.
Al Gattulo right there, 640 right now, 877-970-2999. We're also going to talk about the federal appeals court that upheld part of Trump's travel restrictions, President Trump's travel restrictions. We've got a lot to get into, but love to hear what you got to say about it because you make the most sense. You really do. And then we'll bring on our guests, who I will billboard, as they say, coming up. And then we will reconfigure the microphones, we'll reconfigure the cameras, and we'll have a good time. Joe Piscopo live on the radio, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and great to have you with us. This is AM 970. The Answer, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news just for yous. What are you looking at?
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city's Administration for Child Services is putting a new safety requirement in place following the death of a three-year-old in preschool. ACS Commissioner David Hansel said the new measure would require providers to call 911 if a child has a health emergency. The new procedure comes over a week after Elijah Silvera was given a grilled cheese in school, despite the school knowing of his severe dairy allergy. And rather than calling 911, the school called his mother, and Silvera passed away after going into anaphylactic shock. There's controversy in Hoboken following last week's election. Sikh mayoral candidate Ravi Bahala went on to win the race despite false flyers put up in the city that linked Bahala to terrorism. Candidate Mike DeFusco's narrowly lost the election and says Bahala's campaign accused him of putting up the flyers. DeFusco says Bahala's campaign linked the councilman to the flyers to hurt his image before the election. Bahala and his staff denied the allegations. New Jersey police say they're searching for at least five suspects, but none of them are DeFusco. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Cavaliers 104-101, and Giants fans may be screaming for Coach Ben McAdoo to be fired, but ownership doesn't want to hear it. Co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch released a statement yesterday afternoon saying McAdoo is their coach and will remain so for the rest of the season, though they did say his job status will be evaluated after the season. Paul Schwartz and Mark Canizzaro break down what it all means. You can read all about it in today's New York Post, the voice of New York sports, and it's on newsstands now. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Heading to the westbound belt into Lefferts Boulevard. Watch out for an accident there. It's busy on the LIE westbound through Jericho Turnpike and heading right out toward Shelter Rock Road. Some more volume LIE west into Woodhaven Boulevard. Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down. Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano. It's busy on the cross Bronx West into 3rd Avenue, Harlem River Drive South, slowing down through the 140s, inbound GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel 30 minutes in, Holland up to 35, Newark Bay Extension westbound of 14A in Bayonne. Watch out for a collision there out by Liberty Science Center, and traffic is building on 78 eastbound, getting right out toward exit 24. Let's go over to the subways over on the J train, normal service resuming now on the J. Also the M train, watch out for some slow downs. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 50 degrees. Again, alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on Home Advisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there too?
Yep. I use Home Advisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about Home Advisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:45 right now. We're on YouTube and we're on Facebook, so if you want to see it live, this is big for us, right? It's so funny, and now we're just trying to figure out all the technical glitches. But you know what? I got breakfast for the guys, and you're welcome. Thank you, boys. So I appreciate that very much, Owen and George and Matt. Did the station leave the buffet breakfast out that day?
No, we're still waiting for it to show up for your meeting with the Durasan guy from last week.
Can we do a trade-off? Yeah, with Joe. Remember that when Durasan came in, which I love, which I carry with me all the time. The absolute – this is so – I love this. I live with this. This is
it really is something.
The hand sanitizer, Durasan. You'll hear about that on the station. I know, Al. We're going. But it's good. Remember, we were promised like a brunch or a breakfast. Apparently, the food never showed up. Huh?
Yeah, you should have seen the guy who's here meeting with us. He kept looking around waiting for food. He's begging for food like a trick-or-treater without a costume.
He didn't realize Darren was ordering the food. He's got one eye. I mean, he probably ordered off the left side of the menu and didn't see it. I mean, I want the, yeah.
No, in fairness, though, because I confronted Darren about this, he said he asked us several times,
do you want anything? You're right.
And we all declined. He was not going to order food when everybody said no.
We're a little frugal at the station, but it's okay. It's the new norm. It's the new corporate norm. You're a minion. Everybody else makes money. No, that's not true. Hey, can I tell you about Portobello Restaurant right here? If you you got a corporate party, birthday, holiday party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, Portobello Restaurant, Oakland, New Jersey has got you covered with 5 banquet rooms. They can accommodate 35 to 250 people. A big shout out to Mike, the waiter at Portobello, when we went there and we had our Blue Rock Energy, a sit down with Phil Van Horn and the great folks at Blue Rock Energy. Sales staff, the whole station went out. This kid comes over, and I was with Debbie Duhame's parents, and we kind of had to leave a little early. Of course, me had to get up for the morning, and Debbie's father as well. So Mike over at Portobello brought out a great meal and brought it out early, so the service is great. Lunch and dinner is that you get Italian fusion menu as well at Portobello. Entertainment every Friday and Saturday evening with DJ music and dancing. Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out Comedy Nights in the Banquet Hall.
Here's a place I have not played. Portobello. It's time. Joey Benefit for Portobello. Portobello Restaurant, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. They're so nice over there. Let me give you the number, if I may. You can call over there, Portobello, 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. Extension 1, reservations. Extension 2, banquets. 201-337-8990. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit Portobello online at PortobelloNJ.com. PortobelloNJ.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Herb Alpert. Herb Alpert, we are.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. We only played
a hit. You're not naming the song.
We only played. I know it. Don't tell me. Frank will know it. Yeah. No, it's a Spanish name.
South of the border.
South of the border.
It's a Spanish name.
South of the border, down Mexico way. It was. Hey, Chris, thank you. By the way, Chris, our intern. I'm going to just turn this way, guys. I just want to mention to Chris on the other side there. That great video that you put together, Chris. Thank you very much. That was great. He put that whole thing
Absolutely.
Together?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to post that on the YouTube a little bit.
Well, very well, very well done. You know, because we have the – do we pay the interns? Do we pay the interns?
Very little.
Yeah. Kind of like a stipend.
Kind of like us.
Exactly.
Huh? That's all right. 6:49 with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, and thank you very much. So, Frankie, tell me about the travel ban. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals won't go away. What's going on with that?
Well,
so, I don't mean, by the way, I always like to talk about things that you're not going to hear about. This is something that, you know, I haven't seen on any of the mainstream media. What's going on?
So a federal appeals court is upholding part of President Trump's latest travel restrictions. So the Ninth Circuit ruled that restrictions can be imposed except on foreign nationals who have a close familial relationship with someone in the United States, including, you know, a brother, a sister, you know, a husband, something like that. In September, we all remember the White House issued a proclamation issuing travel restrictions on Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, and adding new restrictions on visitors and immigrants from Chad and North Korea. So at least according to the Ninth Circuit, most of those provisions remain in effect. But this is going to be an issue that's going to be litigated. The prior two travel bans were also challenged, and they were not upheld. And I wouldn't be surprised to see this make it all the way to the Supreme Court. The whole issue of what discretion the president has in terms of setting travel restriction policy.
When we come back, President Trump promises a surprise announcement. We'll get into that. We'll go to Debbie right now. Oh, you never know. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie Duhaime is on the roads and on the rails. Hi, Deb. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. I love watching you guys on Facebook Live.
Well, we actually dressed up a little bit. The guys are doing a good job. See, there's a little Times Square shot right there.
Yeah, I love that.
And we could see different mascots assaulting people in the street.
there's the traffic. There we go over by Times Square.
There's Elmo mugging some guy.
This is great. Elmo! Elmo loves you! I want your money.
Only in New York,
give me
baby.
$1, I'll take a picture.
Only in New York. It sounds like Mickey. Same voice as Mickey.
Hi, everybody.
Come on, Mickey.
I'm in the corner. Mickey's in the corner.
Sounds like Frank Super.
Ray. My hand is four times the size,
Ray,
and I only have three
sound
fingers.
Like that.
Oh, Lord. Deb, how we doing out there this morning at 6:51 on AM 970, The Answer?
As you can see on the traffic camera, moving fine here over through Times Square. Let's see what's happening on the Harlem River Drive. That's busy, Joe. Heading southbound, getting down through the 130s. Traffic is pretty stacked up here on the Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard. But it looks like that accident was just cleared out of the way. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, stop and go Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. Still seeing volume cross Bronx westbound, heading right out toward 3rd Avenue. The inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln up to 40, Holland 35. Watch for slowdowns in Newark Bay Extension West at 14A in Bayonne with a collision. And 80 eastbound exit 35 in Rockaway. That's an accident to watch out for as well. 287 northbound Building Bay exit 3, heading up through Edison. And over on the Garden State Parkway North at 136, getting up past Clark. Watch out for an accident. Southbound Thruway slowing down by exit 12 with an accident accident on the shoulder, then stop and go right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. 84 West Exit 12 in Fishkill, a collision. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know that each capsule of Balance of Nature has 10 complete servings of over 31 different fruits and vegetables? No fillers, no additives, nothing but 100% pure fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, Balance of Nature is the only pure whole food supplement available. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and you see, smell, and taste real produce. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever, 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details, 1-800-246-8751, and use the promo code The Answer, or go to balanceofnature.com, but please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Hey, this is Michael Riedel from On the Town here on AM 970 The Answer. I love this revival of Hello Dolly starring Bette Midler at the Schubert Theater and the wonderful David Hyde Pierce. Bette is in the play now only until January 14th. There are some premium price tickets left, but not many. So if you want to see Bette Midler before she leaves on January the 14th, better get those premium price tickets now. If you can't get there, though, I've got good news for you, because one of the great Broadway divas, leading ladies of all time, is replacing Bette. That's Bernadette Peters is coming in to play Dolly Levi on January 20th. Now, I've seen Bernadette in many of her great shows over the years. Not too long ago, I saw her in a revival of A Little Night Music, and she just broke my heart singing Send in the Clowns. But Bernadette is a terrific comic actress, too. Not a lot of people know this, but she's got terrific comic timing, which I'm sure she will put to good use as Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. So, Bette Midler's there till January 20th. After that, though, Bernadette Peters. To get tickets to Hello Dolly, visit telecharge.com. Go to telecharge.com and get your tickets to Hello Dolly at the Schubert Theater.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today with a high of 48. Partly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from the mid to upper 20s in the mid-Hudson Valley and northwest New Jersey to the 30s in most suburbs, about 38 in Midtown. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 50. Thursday, clouds and perhaps a shower, followed by some sunshine. Increasingly windy in the afternoon with a high of 55. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe Lumberg. Biscopo in the morning. It is 5 minutes before...
Sounds like Joe wasn't wearing a jacket over the weekend.
6:55 with Biscopo in the morning. Barry Berman is the owner of Ford's Jewelers, New Jersey's legendary jewelers since 1971. Everybody goes to Ford's Jewelers. It's on New Brunswick Avenue, right there in nearby Ford's, New Jersey. Now, Ford's, New Jersey's. So if you want to get a great watch like Omega or Movado or 20 other brands, Ford's has it. If you want designer jewelry like Gabriel, Karl Lagerfeld, Scott K., Gift Gallery, how about Swarovski Crystal? How about Alex and Ani, Mont Blanc, Lennox and more? Ford's Jewelers is a proud member of the American Gem Society. So if you're like falling in love and all of a sudden it just overtakes you and you say, I would like to get a diamond. And then you're going to do like I did all those years ago. The last time I fell in love, I said, I didn't know from diamonds. What am I going to do with diamonds? You pay a lot of money and you get nothing. Go to Barry Berman. This is what I'm telling you. Look, they are members of the American Gem Society at Ford's Jewelers. A Jewelers Vigilance Committee. Now, I love that. That's like that must be an only a Jersey kind of thing. The Vigilance Committee. It's like you don't even want to get a bad diamond because you're a member of the Jewelers Vigilance Committee and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. They're talking about Barry Berman at Ford's Jewelers. Certified GIA graduate, a gemologist, American Gem Society certified gemologist. So you're going to get a great diamond if you go to Ford's Jewelers. And Omega Watch certified, Rolex trained, American Watchmaker Clockmakers Institute CW21 certified. So you want to stop at any repairs, the gift gallery, everything you need for the holidays is at Ford's Jewelers. Call Barry Berman, 732-738-7322, 732-738-7322, or very simply just go to fordsjewelers.com. Jersey Joe on the radio. There's a lot of news to break down. The big news is Jeff Sessions today, and is he going to go after Hillary Clinton? It's about time. I mean, I'm one of those guys that goes, yes. As soon as I heard that story late last night, I went, yes, they're going after the uranium one. And I hate the Clintons. I don't hate Mrs. Clinton. But the fact of the matter is, the collusion with the Trumps, will you just stop it? Also, I still don't hear a platform or an initiative or a single idea from the Progressive Socialist Party. I don't hear anything. I just hear anti-Trump, no Trump, no Trump this, Trump did this, Trump did. Stop. Give us a platform. When I was a Democrat, my whole life I was a Democrat. I was a conservative blue dog Democrat, and we tried to help the working people. And I don't know why the party can't return to that. 877-970-2999. Again, not attacking, not vilifying, not hating, just pragmatically, respectfully submitting that before you. It's just very, very frustrating. Jersey Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. You can check it out. Go to am970theanswer.com. Dr. Elena Frid will join us next hour. Arthur Idella live in the studio. Dave Damiani, Kevin McCullough, and Rachel Brown with Piscopo in New York City.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.